We do have some buried and aerial. The buried can still be affected if some of that buried is being fed by an aerial feed that it gets hit or struck by a tree. In every one of these events, there's a bigger risk of a cluster of customers that may be impacted by service. Most of it is related to maybe the power outage. So if there's a power outage, they can't utilize the service anyway. You can't watch TV. It's kind of hard to surf the internet. There is a little bit of a battery backup on those things, but after a while, it expires. In a lot of cases, when we're going out to triage and assess the issue as far as the outage, a lot of it is that we got to wait for the power companies to get the power restored, and then we're right behind them. So there's a little delay in that regard. We've got our service area through multiple cities, Jamestown, Russell Springs, naturally, but we've also got Columbia, Berksville, Albany, Campbellsville. So we utilize our own staff as well as contractors to expedite the repairs. And they've been out, and we really have to take our hat off to our guys, that's both the duo crew and the contractors, for working so hard, and the power people, you know, for working so hard and getting out there when it's not the safest area to be working to get the services restored.